So here we are, the last day of the Christmas season and the baptism of our Savior, of Jesus Christ. I want to quickly show the essential moments of salvation history to begin, and then talking about water. We began just 20 days ago, the birth of Jesus Christ, Christmas, the Nativity. And that obviously is a big, big deal, that God sent His Son to be born, to come as a human and as God. And throughout the readings during the Christmas octave in the season, we heard of the presentation of Jesus into the temple, the finding of Jesus in the temple, and then we had the solemnities of the Holy Family 2 weekends ago, and then the Epiphany, as the wise men, the Magi, found Jesus following the star and learning where He was. And now we come to Jesus Christ as an adult, about 30 years old, where He was baptized first before His proclamation in the public world. And tomorrow we begin with ordinary time. And so for Advent and Christmas are really the first and second closest or shortest series. The seasons before we come back to ordinary time. And so today I want to again speak more about water. I've done this on, if you've been to a baptism with me, I like to ask the kids about water, how important it is. And so I'll share some today, and then a few different levels. But first, the water, the physical water, is something we need. It's not something like our phones or our cars or our houses that we want, but water we need. If we cannot drink water, we can't live. And our bodies, physically, are filled, about 60% of our body is liquids, which is water. And unfortunately, many people around the world can't have those purified waters that we can in Minnesota. They might be drinking bad water, dirty water, and ours is purified, praise God. Also, we need to clean ourselves with water, like a shower or a bath, our dishes, our houses, our clothes. Because again, like other people around the world, many millions of people, possibly billions, have sanitary that we have that they don't. And these are needs for water to live well. So the water that we need first. Second, we obviously enjoy water. In the state of Minnesota, the state of 10,000 lakes, which is actually wrong because we have close to 11,842 lakes, if it's 10 acres or more. Or you can look deeper if it's longer and larger than 15,000 lakes in Minnesota. That's unbelievable. Of course, we enjoy this very well. And just think about the ways we love to live, to swim, to fish, to boat, to canoe, to camp. Many of you have your homes right next to Rainy Lake or Rainy River. The fact that we love that we, like Jesus, can walk on water. Now, Jesus did it on without ice, but we do. Or the fact that we can go ice fishing. I mean, we can take a drill, an auger, and drill a hole and sit on the ice and fish and catch fish. That's something I personally enjoy very, very well, especially when the fishing is going well itself. Or if you think about in the winter here, it's not necessarily liquid water, but snow. I know some of you, and you try to catch me every year to go to me to go skiing, which I don't like doing at all, but many of you do, or snowmobiling in winter. Again, think of all those things that we love and we enjoy with water. And finally, let's think about, well, we're again very blessed in northern Minnesota, of the power of water. You know, several years ago we saw the power of water with the flood of the lake and the river. Or for us, the power that we see the most that can hurt us is thunderstorms. I mean, but think about when you've seen on television a hurricane or a tsunami that not only rips down buildings and vehicles, but actually destroy people's lives. Water is powerful. And now let's go to our reading, our gospel. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan, a river, to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" And Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Jesus was baptized and dunked under the water, a connection with death itself, actually. And was Jesus there to be baptized, to be forgiven? Well, no, he didn't have any sin. He was baptizing really all water. And the opportunity for us to be baptized, as in our other reading, that said how John the Baptist will baptize with water and Jesus will baptize with fire and the Spirit. If you add those three together, that's what our baptism is. We are baptized with water, receiving the Holy Spirit in our soul, and fire, meaning the strength and courage and powerness, the powerfulness that we have to be born and welcomed into God's family. So praise God today for our baptism that we have received. And invite and welcome others who are not allowing their children to be baptized. Something, a pet peeve for me, I mean, are you going to ask your child if you're going to go on the lake with the boat and ask the child, the baby, if they need a life jacket or not? Well, of course not. They would put it on. Or if their child, they need to eat, but they allow them, as a parent, mom or dad, that I'm going to tell you what to eat because you don't know how to eat. Well, let's invite and encourage others and say, hey, you as a mom or dad should do the same with the spiritual world, because that is something we need spiritually. We need to love that in the spiritual world because we receive powerful water, holy water. So praise God for Jesus Christ baptizing himself for us.